Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm here too. Oh, fun. Oh, I think when people ask adequate numbers, it always is hard for me. I think it's one of those things that you have to know what your husband's into. You have to do what's best for the two of you together. It needs to be something that, like for me, it's not something that I ever want to feel obligated to do. So I wouldn't want to put a number on it like, oh, I have to give you 5 blowjobs this week. Like that's weird in my brain. But I think that you just have to figure out what works best for you and kind of like find your own rhythm with your husband.
She says, how many do you give Teddy a week?
I think it all just depends on the week. Wouldn't you say, babe?
I actually don't want to answer. Oh, God. Now the next question is an adequate amount. Do I think it's an adequate amount? Well, I actually feel like what she said in the part of if she doesn't want to do it, I don't, like, try to get her to do it at all. And we only do it when she does want to do it. That's the only way I like a blowjob to begin with anyway. And so are you asking if I'll take more? Because I'll always take more. And I guess the times that we do now are pretty good. I mean, enough. How do you compromise with somebody if you think 2 and they think 5?
I think you'll have to do like sometimes where you do 5 and sometimes where you just do 2. And there's got to be some sort of balance because you never want it to feel like it's an obligation because that sucks.
I like the fun there, Star. When receiving oral sex, Star, do you like the clit lick more or do you like the inside lick more? She likes both. Well, I think it's easier for me to answer this one because I do the licking.
I agree. I was going to say, I don't know.
There's a point in time where I feel like you have to try to see how far you can get your tongue in the woman. A lot of woes. Star, how far does he get his tongue in you?
As far as need be, I guess.
They want you to compare my eating with other men.
Compare what?
My eating with other men.
Oh.
Doesn't compare.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
We started out this thing and she told the lie that she doesn't like that. And then ever since we started, she's enjoyed it. But don't get me wrong, I did the same thing. I said I didn't like blowjobs, and then all of a sudden I enjoyed them too. I think it has a lot to do with our connection in general, so that part of it makes the activity better. Every person that gave me a blowjob before this, well, everyone but Tulips and her, I kind of didn't feel like they wanted to be there, so that made a lot different. Do you still have the weirdness that all women have where they worry about things that guys aren't even focused on? That's to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have all that all the time.
They have a whole list of stuff like stretch marks and all this crazy stuff. I said, Teddy, do you worry about any of that stuff? No. Most of the time, I actually appreciate it more because it means she's been through life. Whole bunch of who is this guy comments. What is your number one wish when you are giving a blowjob to Teddy?
For me, it's all about his reaction. So, like, if he's not kind of loud or wiggly or reacting in the right way, then it kind of discourages me a little bit. So it needs to be, like, I need him to react. I guess that's my goal.
What's your number one goal once Teddy has you in his mouth?
I just try to stay focused on what's happening. I have a tendency to, like, worry about, like, squishing him or him not being able to breathe or whatever, and so I try not to let myself get caught up in too much other stuff.
A lot of people don't understand what you're saying. What we're saying is she rides my face when I eat her.
Oh,
so that's what they weren't understanding in that part.
Sorry.
They're like, how big is this girl? Like, all this stuff. I'm like,
wow.
No, it's not one of those things. I've been with a girl before where their thighs tried to crush my head, and that was horrible. I need you to talk for a while.
Okay. So, I think for me, like, the part of blowjobs that make them what they are, right, is that it's about being passionate and excited about pleasing the other person, right? Because physically, you're probably not getting a whole lot out of it individually yourself while you're doing it, but it's full on. And I think that is the part for me that makes it pretty exciting. Because it's one of those things that you want to be able to do exactly what that person wants. Or I always do. Just to be able to, like, make them super happy and feel really good. That's always kind of the goal. Oh, keep going. All right. Well, so, and mix it up. Like, be adventurous, right? It's pretty easy to sneak in a blowjob in public places, which is always exciting and fun and whatever. So, like, mix it up. Try it new places. Try new positions, like in a chair instead of in the bed or... you know, 69ing is always a good time. Like, I think that there's lots of ways to, like, mix it up and make things more fun. And I think guys always appreciate that coming from their partners. So,
okay, the next question is actually, how often do you feel like giving Teddy a blowjob?
Pretty often. I would say, like, I don't know, 60% of the time we have sex, at least, if not more.
How often would you say that Teddy feels like using you?
Oh, that's a different question, because that's kind of who he is.
Probably about 90% of the time. The only time she really doesn't eat is when she makes me too excited to remember to eat her, kinda. a lot of awes after that. They think it's cute that I get so excited for you, I can forget to eat you. Well, she does some things that make me pretty excited. Not going to name those things. Everybody wants to know what they are. Why is the show on during the day today? It's kind of like sex positions. You got to mix it up. Nobody is at home usually enough to have sex at this point after the show's over. We're sorry about that.
Like I said, find some way to be adventurous.
It's a little unfair because you guys are already in the bedroom and probably going to have sex right after the show's over. Well, I'm sleepy, so I'm going to try to have sex and then go to sleep.
And as per normal, I'm starving, so.
Oh, I might eat in there, too. I do have an eating today, so I probably should eat. Whole bunch of people are writing about how bums at once.
Yeah, that doesn't, does that really work for people?
Yeah, it does. It really takes care of my appetite. Usually I build up a different hunger when I start eating. Baltimore guy wants to know when we're coming.
We were literally just talking about that before the show started.
Okay, look, we'll come anytime, but we don't know what the hell to do when we get there. That's what our biggest problem is.
Yeah, try.
Whoa. Yeah.
Google wanted to be a part of our show today.
We really haven't figured out what to do when we get to Baltimore to, as far as teaching the sex seminar goes. It'll be our first one, so we don't know how exactly to not explicitly, but still get all the stuff across. They said, well, he said, why don't you guys just have a webinar about it? Won't be any, like, sexy stuff on the web for us.
Yeah, that's a little weird for me.
Are you guys afraid that Star will become a real star? Good pun. I like it. Maybe a little. Nobody wants to be viral for a sex tape. What are your guys' favorite type of porn?
You don't really do porn.
I only like porn that I'm in. I know that's weird coming off of just saying that we won't show ourselves, but that is my thing. I would rather see myself than some other guy getting some vagina. Have you ever made a porn? I've made a couple. No, they're not published for you to see. They ask you where they could see them at.
No.
There's only one tape of them, and they're sitting right here in my living room. Well, one of them might be on a computer somewhere else, not in the living room right now, but it's safe keeping with us. Star, what do you feel like eating? She's going to say, I don't know. That's what she says 88% of the time.
I've actually really been thinking about faux for like the last hour and a half. So.
Thinking about what?
Faux?
Oh, okay. Star, besides actual sex, what is the sexiest thing that Teddy does to you? We could be here for a while if she names it all.
I would say the thing that he does for me that, like, no one else has ever been able to do before is he makes me, like, have this sense of self-confidence that I kind of didn't know I had in non-sporting arenas. So it's good. Like, he's good for me in a lot of ways in my life, I think.
And if I'm being honest, I feel like our sex is not on the level most people understand, really. We really have passed the carnal level of just having regular old sex, and as she calls it, a foot in your slinky in a hole. It's not that at all anymore. It is really way more than that. And so a lot of it goes on, and it's like a poetry in the motion kind of thing. It's really quite beautiful. A lot of people are saying now that we're teasing them by telling them we won't show them, but letting them know that it's great. But this is Star. Do you feel the same way that it's beyond physical at this point?
Yeah, it hasn't been physical, like, that carnal, like, I just need to bust a nut kind of thing for us. I don't know, ever, maybe, but...
Yeah, I don't know if we ever really reached that point. Oddly, I know this sounds bad, probably, but having tulips in the picture kind of made it where it took that part away. I didn't ever need to just bust a nut, so it didn't ever really feel that way. Like, you could tell in the relationship that it was never just like, let's do it, like, even early on when she was wet and, like, it was known, it wasn't something like, well, since you're wet, we have to do it. It's probably more so that way now than it ever had been early on. And it's actually worse after the stroke. Well, better, but I'll use the word worse so you understand. Just in the sense of, I'm not promised to be here tomorrow, so... Whenever we have a chance, I try to take that chance to make the day I had a stroke, tulips wouldn't give me any vagina. And so then I almost died and missed 2 months of my life. And so I kind of felt like I almost left Earth without getting any tulips. And that wasn't fair to all of us in society wise. So I don't ever want to be in that position again. I mean, everyone's asking now, did I get any star? Yes. Probably in the middle of the stroke. Yeah, probably in the middle of the stroke, I was getting some star.
It was a weird day. I was getting ready to fly out of town for work, and there was a lot going on. So it was, yeah.
Everybody says they like that. You're getting you a little quickie before you got that down. We don't do quickies.
You know, I was going to say, it wasn't quick.
We actually just had a quickie that was like 35 minutes. So that's about as quick as we get on all the stuff. And that was because we had taken a break for a couple days. And so excitement kind of took over and we were able to get it out that fast. What the hell? 35 minutes of quickie? Yeah, I'm being serious. I'm not just talking stuff. And that's exactly how it happened, right?
Yeah, that's kind of how we roll.
It's actually to the point where I'm in the middle of doing it, praying that it doesn't take as long as it normally does. For their sake, not for my sake. Is this nigga telling the truth? That's the next question I came to.
Yeah, that really is how it goes. And he's like, yes.
Well, I feel kind of bad. How many females have ridden a slinky for 2 or 3 hours at a time? Nobody said I. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, tulips today fit in a size 12 pair of pants from a 16, and I think that's to do with our workout plan that we do now. Oh, shoot, if it'll take off pant size, you need to ride that thing more.
Are you calling us fat?
She said no, but that's probably the funnest workout she can ever think of.
Yeah, no, I was totally teasing. I'm sorry.
What do you guys do in real life? This is real life for me. I'm a love and dating coach. Star's a love and dating coach, too.
And a softball coach on the side.
So why aren't you guys in a hotel this time?
It's the first week of school.
And we have a nice home we can do a show and do at home. We have a studio at home that we can do the show, so we just chose not to today. We had an opportunity to be in a hotel room, but we decided to stay at home this time. They said, oh, that explains why it seems so quiet. Doesn't it always seem quiet? And they said, yes. Is it true that there's another show on Monday?
Yes. And the show
it's
on Monday
true.
Is going to be an interesting one. So
definitely a special episode.
It's making me a little...
Oh, wow.
What are we wowing?
There's been about 5 or 6 comments in a row that said, you guys definitely had sex before the show. All because of your voice. So you do be doing it. You're the one that be letting people know what the deal is. What is it that makes you guys feel like that? Says it just seems like it makes Star way more nice and alert on stuff. Last show, it seemed like she was horny as hell. Well, maybe your voice does give it away. She was pretty horny after the show.
What was last show? Oh, yeah.
It's funny you guys are saying this, though, because someone has been telling us that we do our job way better after this stuff. And he's the one writing in the message for Jess. He's saying, I told you so, Star.
Well, great.
Oh, no. Now Foot on the Line is saying, well, to get the best work, we got to do what we got to do.
Oh.
Well, don't worry. I mean, Star's not this happy all the time or this laughy all the time, but she's always a pretty great person. Is there any time that you guys hung out and it wasn't fun? No, not really. Actually, there was one time. It was right after the stroke when I had some crazy brain, too. It was a not fun time. We both were sharing crazy brain together, and I was deep into the crazy brain, just as she was, and so that time didn't make for a great time. Star, do you have an answer?
I can't think of any off the top of my head where we haven't had at least a few laughs, but I mean, there have been, you know, I mean, we've talked enough on the show about my anxiety and stuff that there have definitely been some days where I have not been myself. And so that makes it a little bit harder to enjoy everything that's going on.
This lady who calls herself Dr. Jan is asking, do you think the slinky is what helps you settle you down? And that's why you sound so different on the shows where you've had sex.
We've
had that discussion before, and that probably is a part of it. I mean, even when we did our anxiety shows, sex was kind of high on the list. I think the whole thing about the sex part of it makes her feel a little weird, just in the sense of she feels like she's great as she is, and so.
It's just hard for me to pin it upon someone else to be happy, quote unquote. That's hard in my brain. So it's hard for me to say that, like, sex makes everything better, because then I have to be pretty dependent to have a good life. Does that make sense for anyone? Or do I just sound crazy?
A lot of people say get over a relationship does make it way better in life, which I think she agrees with that part. I don't think she would argue with that part in relationship saying. I think she's specifically saying the sex part doing it.
Yeah, it's a weird thing in my mind.
And now our friend is posting that if you cuddle for 10 minutes a day, it will improve your daily life, work, and everything.
It's like our friend's new favorite quote in life.
I'm sure, yes.
I wouldn't disagree with that statement.
A lot of people are writing that us making each other better in any form is something we should cherish, basically, which is true. I understand her mental hang up on part of it. Like, I have heard too myself that I do way better work when she's giving me some, and I feel like my work is always dope. And so her enhancing it, I think, is awesome. But I also, at the same time, feel like if I try 100%, I should be able to put out that same type of work. And the fact that someone knows that it's different is interesting, to say the least. And I think that's all she really means by it, is that it's kind of interesting that does happen. Plus, at the same time, does that mean for the 10 years of her life that she didn't have sex, she never reached her full potential? Like, she didn't ask that. I'm asking that. So that's, I think, part of the hard part. A lot of them are saying it's not just any dick, it's only good dick that works. I mean, slinky that works.
Sure.
And they said that it's probably not even the slinky, it's more the emotional connection that Teddy is giving you during that time. It's always easier to make anybody go out and feel good after they know they're loved.
Sure.
I think when you put it that way, that makes better sense. I said, do you have a lot of relationships where you know you're loved? You, they're asking you.
Yeah. I have people in my life who I know love me. Yes.
No, like real down and dirty love.
No, I don't think a lot of people have a lot of those relationships.
She better not have a lot of those. But anyway, they said, well, that's the thing, is that you know he loves you endlessly, so makes a lot of sense for you to go out and feel like, well, he loves me endlessly, and then you act that way accordingly. I think we kind of get it. It's just hard to grasp mentally sometimes with us. On the writing stuff, a lot of the times that they have said, you guys wrote really well, those were some of our best times together, so might be a little something to it. We just haven't, like, fully grasped how or why and stuff like that. Probably science stuff that we aren't meant to grasp. We just have to kind of accept it and move on. I don't want to talk about how good Slinky does us for a while on this show. That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, Are you guys a night sex or morning sex people?
We're an all the time sex people.
Yeah, I've said on this show that Star's peak time is 5 in the morning, and then Tulip's peak time is 2 in the afternoon, so that's at least twice a day. And then every night, I feel like every couple should do it before they go to bed. It's kind of like that biblical scripture where they say, don't go to bed mad at your friend. And I feel it's the same way with your spouse. You should, like, enjoy each other before you go to bed to try to forget everything that you argued about or, like, were mad about and stuff like that. Does Teddy ever get mad enough at you where he wouldn't do you? No, I would never use sex as a weapon in that form. I think you have to be in your carnal mind to use sex as a weapon.
Yeah, that's not how he works at all.
I actually feel like when she hurts my feelings, I need the sex even more so that, like, I feel like you should be able to tell if a person really cares through the sex. And not like how good it feels, but how much their spirit gives to you during that time, if that makes sense. Bunch of gay comments coming in. Oh, what this lady says, Teddy, you do realize that the moment they call you gay, they're saying that, hey, this guy is amazing. Thank you. Star tells me that sometimes when they do call me gay. Even though Star's a little rough herself, so sometimes she might be like, hey, you're gay.
That might be true.
Says, does Star realize what she has? I'm pretty positive she realizes what she had. Actually, I probably should have let you answer that one.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I realize what I have. I realize that other people look at what we have as something bigger than what we see it as, I think. But I think the thing about us that is, like, we had to write this thing for our job, and the running title right now is just going to be It's Us Being Us, and that's probably the thing that blows my mind about other people understanding who we are, because to us it's nothing special or nothing extraordinary, it's just who we are together. And so
and when she says nothing special, she knows that's special, but she's just saying that this is our normal life. Like, what you hear me say every day is what I say to her every day. So it's not like we get on here and act any different, or we go to a hotel and act any different, any of that stuff. We just act like Star and Teddy everywhere we go, and this is what comes out of it.
Right.
Is it the same way with Tulips? Yes. What is the most amazing evening you've had with Teddy?
That's funny, because while we were writing the paper about us being us, I was trying to remember, like, most memorable events or evenings or whatever. And like, we have a lot of fun and do a lot of stuff together that is just us and kind of silly and just who we are. So I don't know that I can think of, like, a specific time where I'm like, that was it, that was the best night we've ever had. Like, that's not...
Oh, a bunch of gay birds wrote to you this time. That's great.
Did I get gay comments? Wow.
That's what they said. They said, oh, you're being gay. He's rubbing off on you. Well, actually, the gay birds can go ahead and get ready, because I'm about to say something that's going to get them going. But I kind of feel like me and Star, every time that we're thinking about that question, it ends up wherever moment we're in right then, because we kind of live in the moment all the time. And so it's hard to, like, reminisce on past moments when you're busy building a moment in that moment. So it makes it a little tough. Every day kind of is great with us. There is no, like, lulls or breaks. Or when we were writing that paper, we talked about how it keeps going on and on, that we have great conversation every day. And that truly is how it is. So it makes it tough to judge which day is better than the next, because every day is, it's kind of like both years that we've been together have ran together as one great day. Yep, bunch of gay comments.
They're just jealous. That's why they think you're gay.
Well, yeah, the girls are, some are inviting and some are being really nice and stuff. The softball girls think I'm a dream come true. For me to be in love with softball and being this in touch with my feelings, I'm the perfect man, is what one of them is saying.
Pretty true, pretty true.
Okay, now, whoever the USA left fielder is says that you're kind of like a girl. And you're actually a dude, and so that makes you awesome. That's a bit much. I'm not like a girl at all. Oklahoma Bigfoot pitcher says that she loves hearing this show because she feels like there's a chance at love for everybody out there.
Yeah.
I think it, well, I don't want to say her name out loud, but I think it's the picture before this one is there.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love y'all screen names because it's always a good time trying to figure out who everybody is.
They said, did you teach Teddy all this softball stuff, or is this just something he's genuinely into?
So he was fairly into softball before me.
I'd fallen in love with softball 5 years before she came along. There's one softball player that won me over and
glad
has
you were
my
honest.
Heart still.
I was like, he was totally in love with a girl that played. And because of that, he learned a ton and like got kind of ate up with it, which is super fun. It's fun that I can like fangirl about softball stuff and he gets it and that he understands like how hard we work. I mean, I have heard from some of our listeners that their men in their life have been like, well, now that you've won your little title or now that you've got your little award or whatever it is, you can move forward. Sorry.
No, someone's anyway. Writing on the message board. That's me.
Oh, yeah, that's you. Now that you've got your little title, you know, now that you have that big old fat ring, you can move on and stop chasing your dreams, which I just think is insane. And he would never have been that way if I was still playing when we met. I think he would have been super supportive and, like, fun to have around because he liked it so much and he understands like what a big that it is a legit sport and that it's hard work and the level of commitment it takes to be there and so I think that that's something that you don't find real often, especially in athletic guys. They tend to think that their sport is the only one that works hard and you know you're just a bunch of girls, blah blah blah. So anyway, that's why I appreciate him and his softball knowledge. But yes, he definitely had a softball girl crush before me that took a little of my competitiveness in the beginning to not get upset about. But I've gotten over it at this point, so it's all good.
They say, Teddy, what position did your softball crush have? Like,
oh, no, she was a pitcher.
Oh, God. Now here comes a tough question. They want to know who was better, you or her. I'll let her answer. I never got to see star pitch, actually.
She probably had a little more high-profile college career than I did. So in the world, she probably had a better career than I did. She was amazing. Like, she's a beast of a pitcher. And the stuff that she does around the area, and she still coaches, and she's pretty incredible. Like, I have mad respect for her, so I don't want to say anything negative about anybody. And I don't want to talk bad about myself either. So we both had great careers for what we did. We'll just go with that as the answer.
They keep asking if I'll say her name, but I won't say her name because she does. Some of the softball people may know her on the show, and I don't want it to get back to her that that's what happened. But I really did, like, crush on her, but then fall in love with the game. And is a way to gain fans is by them finding someone that they really enjoy and then sticking to the sport. The sport is a great sport. It's fast-paced, and there's really nothing like it. It really touched me in a different way. And it wasn't just her. It was other people on her team that made me fall even more in love with the sport of it. And so it wasn't like I was like, ooh, a softball girl. I just like softball girls now. That's not what happened at all. And it just so happened that she was in love with, so I mean, she played softball too. Now, I have said on the air before, but the body type that goes with the softball player probably fits my profile a little bit there on that part. So I think that's really what it came down to is how I, now all the USA people.
3 months that we were together, people didn't know my name. I was just softball girl.
But I was in love with her. Everyone knew I was in love with softball girls. So
no,
that,
they did. I'm not discounting that. I'm just saying, like, we can't discount the softball side of it. So
everybody from Team USA softball wants to know who the girl is, and that's a definite no.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that. Would you want, if you had a crush on someone a long time ago, and, I mean, you wouldn't want your business out in the street like that, especially if it's somebody who could potentially, like, you could run into in real life. Like, that's not something that we want to do. So I appreciate you guys asking, but we're not telling.
One thing you can always hang your hat on, Star, is you won that competition.
Yep. Kinda. It's hard. That's hard in my brain. She didn't know she was competing.
Well, they keep asking now, if I met her now, would I sleep with her or stay with you? I'm always going to pick Star Tulips over whoever's there. I liked her, but she was like one of those people I couldn't touch or get to. So it was like noted as that in my mind. So getting to her would actually probably make it worse as far as liking her goes. I mean, plus, I know this sounds weird, but I don't really just sleep with people because I like them. It would take her having to be as awesome as Star as for me to sleep with her. And I kind of feel like if she's as awesome as Star, if Star is just that awesome, might as well sleep with Star. Here goes a bunch of questions as far as, is he telling the truth? Yes, I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
So if she was in the room right now, you wouldn't be worried, Star?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
Probably would tell you to, but even if she was in the room right now, I would do Star in front of her before I did the other girl. That's how this works. I'm in love with Star. Whole bunch of ahs. Is there anything that you have specifically to say help? I mean, to help dating in the softball world.
Just be patient. Like, it's hard, and my life was. I have a weird like backstory. I mean, I dated in college, just like all of you guys, I'm sure. Football players and hung out with baseball players and like
wow,
with friends.
They all booed football players.
Do what?
They booed the football players.
Oh, well, that's all I ever dated. So I don't. Anyway.
Bunch of them are writing that the football players are douchebags.
Well, I think like college athletics breeds those boys to all end up being douchebags for whatever reason. It doesn't matter what sport they're playing. They're all kind of treated like gods. So they get this complex, which doesn't really have anything to do with anything outside of those 4 years. But I think that the one thing that I would say is just, be true to who you are. Like, figure out what your deal is, like what you're into and who you like, and take your time. Like I said, I dated a bunch of guys in college, not a ton, but enough. And then I had people. No, I had babies right after college. And then their dad passed away. And so that's what prompted the 10-year hiatus in my life. We've talked about the hiatus. I don't think I've ever told the actual reason why. But in those 10 years, I figured out a lot more of who I was and a lot less of who I thought I was. I'm not trying to tell everybody to go take a 10-year break from life. Don't do that. But just take some time and really figure out what you like and who you are. And if who you are is presented openly and honestly, then the person that falls in love with you is going to love you for you and not love you for the person that you pretend to be. I think that we all put on masks all the time and that we all walk around with this persona that we're supposed to be, right? The world has given us, like, I had a pretty funny nickname growing up. And so, like, all these people knew me as that. And I carried it like a badge of honor. Like, it wasn't a bad thing by any means. But it gave me this attitude and this swag and this whatever that I, like, knew I had to be. And then when I wasn't an athlete anymore, all of a sudden I was like, who am I? Like, who is me now without this nickname, you know? And so I just hope that all of you guys, as you are dating in the world and figuring out life after softball or life after school, that you kind of get to figure out who you are as people. I feel like that's the one thing that if I could preach it, I would. Like, figure out who you are. Don't worry about who the other person is yet. If they love you for you, then they'll stick around.
They want to know how you knew that I was the one.
When I realized that I couldn't picture any part of my life without him in it, like when, and I know this sounds super cliche, but it's like, when he was the last thought I had before I fell asleep and the first thought I had when I woke up, and that everything that happened, he was the first person I wanted to tell about it, good, bad, indifferent. Like, I had the craziest thing for lunch today. Like, he was the person that I wanted to share that with, like, stupid stuff. And, like, when that person kind of becomes your center, I think that's when you know that they're the one.
They were like, they asked, when did you decide to take off the mask with Teddy?
I think with him, he kind of saw through it really quickly and, like, didn't allow me to pretend to be anything more than what was right there on the surface. So it took us a little while. I fought the feelings that I had for a long time with us. I was scared and nervous. I mean, imagine 10 years not dating, 10 years not allowing yourself to think about being with anybody except just being the best mom and person I could be. It was terrifying to jump into a relationship this deep that fast, but he was pretty incredible, and so was Tulips through the whole thing, actually. Like, I've never wanted to
And it actually makes it a little tougher to have a mask when the person you're with doesn't wear a mask at all. So when you're dealing with that in life, if you can find a person who's not really wearing a mask themselves, that'll make it easier for you to not just try to impress them, but be who you are. And even still today, I tell her all the time, things is wrong with her, but I don't ever see it as wrong. Not that my like vision or eyes are off or anything like that. It's just that to her, I mean, to me, a bunch of them are saying they're crying.
Aw. Well, we don't want to make you cry. That's not our goal.
And I said, well, this show has made us want to finger ourselves and cry. What a combination. Well, get the cry out first and then do the fingering. I want you to get out there and be productive. That's what they said. If you get yourself off, you should be more productive in life.
You got to get all that done before practice, so.
Yeah, the coach would be like, why is practice so good today? You go ahead and tell them that I did that.
We will own that one. If you have a great practice today, I will own it.
So you guys should come to some of the games. And that's from a lot of people. That's from people in Dallas and Michigan and Florida and all over.
We want to. Like, we collectively are softball nerds. I probably am a little bit more of a softball nerd than he is. I watch a million games on anywhere I can find them online, on TV, whatever. So, yeah, we are going to do our best to see as many games as we can this year.
What's Monday's show on? I'll let Star take it.
So Monday's show is going to be about, like, so we call it ninjing, and that's a funny term, but it's kind of like having to hide aspects of your relationship or aspects of your love or of whatever from the outside world or from specific people in your lives, because I feel like we've been through some stuff in our relationship that we're finding out from other people that are kind of going through the same things. And so when a friend of ours asked us if we had ever considered doing a show on it, it's very personal to me. That's what makes me nervous. So
there's about 10,000 questions on, is there anything you guys need to hide? And
well,
you can answer that too.
I was like, listen on Monday and we can talk about some stuff. But
that's a good segue, yeah.
It's, you know, life is not all sunshine and roses all the time. So sometimes people have struggles that are bigger than they are.
I love you people that are saying it can be. That is, I'm right there with you. I agree. It can be sunshine and roses.
Look, y'all got me crying in here. See?
Is that show going to be at night or day?
Night.
We're all hoping that it's not a breakup show.
Oh,
it's not
no,
a
no.
breakup show.
No, no, no. It's actually about how love overcomes crap in life. That's what I would phrase it as.
And the paper that she was referring to was about how we won couple of the year for this company. Your guys' life seems like a fantasy. How do you have crap?
Well, you know, you get the Facebook version of our life, I think.
Well, I mean, it seems like a fantasy because of how great me and her are, but there's other people involved that aren't thinking it's so great, is what we're saying, really.
And it's not two lips. Like, don't misunderstand that. Like, the three of us are wonderful. Like, that's not what this is at all. Like, it's outside forces that extended families or friends or whatever, but and we'll get into it on Monday. I have to kind of wrap my head around it a little bit more before I can share any more details with you.
Bunch of the softball people are writing those grass holes.
Yeah.
It's usually the ones that love us that don't understand change the most. When I first got saved, there was a bunch of family members that were like, hey, it's good being saved, but don't be saved that way. And they wanted me to do it their way rather than the way that I was doing it. And so I kind of liken that to how love is in general. A lot of people relate. Listen to on Monday, and we'll definitely all talk about it. And bring your Kleenexes and your lube, too, I guess. And it's an exciting show. Thank you guys for listening, and that's going to be the end of this show.
Bye, guys.
Baby, what you crying about? Yeah, you need to get that. You need to get that. All the emotions of it out and stuff. Like, I don't want to have a show on Monday and then you break down and bust this out and stuff. I feel like, though, that a bunch of people are going to like a lot of family and friends and stuff, butt their heads